Welcome to the Golden Age of Comic Books. Hey, Golden Age fans, it's April 20th, 2006, and this is the Golden Age of Comic Books, the 39th installment. This is Bill Jourdain, your host, and we are very, very glad you're here this week. Well, we're going to talk about another patriotic superhero on the Golden Age of Comic Books today. Not Captain America or the Shield, who we have focused on before, but this time we're going to talk about the Fighting Yank, one of the superheroes introduced to the Golden Age of Comic Books reading public by Nidor Standard Publications back in 1941. But before we talk about the Fighting Yank, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the Shield, who we talked about in the last episode of the Golden Age of Comic Books. And I wanted to mention some additional Golden Age reprint material that is available if you're interested in reading Adventures of the Shield. Now, I received a comment just today on the blog page from listener Justin. And Justin fussed at me a little bit, and I probably deserved it, because I failed to mention in the last episode of Golden Age of Comic Books that there is a reprint source for the Adventures of the Shield where you can go and get every single issue that was published with Shield stories during the Golden Age. And that is a website, and it is found at goldcomics.com, goldcomics.com. That website is maintained by Sean Clay, and Sean has undertaken a Herculean effort to scan every single MLJ superhero comic book from 1939 through 1947. So on Justin's advice, I took a trip over to goldcomics.com and I checked out what Sean had posted there on his website, and it's pretty amazing what he's done. In fact, he has just about completed his task of scanning every single MLJ superhero book from 1939 to 1947. This comprises, from what I gather from reading his information, 219 issues published by MLJ between those years. That includes Pep Comics, Black Hood Comics, Blue Ribbon Comics, Hangman Comics, Jackpot Comics, Shield Wizard Comics, Top Notch Comics, and Zip Comics. And it looks like, from reading the form at goldcomics.com, that Sean was successful in going over to ComicLink, one of the online sources for buying Golden Age comics, and he was able to get the last two issues that he needed to complete his effort of scanning in all of the MLJ superhero comics. And that, I believe, was two issues of Zip Comics. I believe it was number 42 and 44. I didn't write that down, but I believe those were the two issues that he was able to get his hands on, and he's going to scan those in. Now, from what I gather in looking at the website, if you want to plop down $75, Sean will send you a DVD that contains all 219 issues of MLJ superhero comics from the Golden Age of comic books. So if you're interested in reading about the adventures of the Shield or the Black Hood or many of the other superheroes that were featured in MLJ comics during the Golden Age, then check out this website. Now, from what I gather from Justin's post, not only are the superhero stories reprinted, but everything from cover to cover in each of these issues has been scanned and placed on the website, available for download in some cases as zip files or PDF files, or you can order DVDs or CDs with all of the issues or some of the issues, just depending on what you might want. And the prices, of course, are different depending on what you're looking for. It looked to me like a single PDF download was 99 cents. So if there's one particular issue of an MLJ Golden Age comic book you want to read that Sean has on the website, you can download it for a buck or just under a buck, and you can check it out. I have not looked at any of these scans that are offered on this website. Justin indicated that they were all excellent scans, very easy to read on his computer screen. So I'm assuming that Sean took his time and has some nice work product there, some nice scans of all of these stories. And I would assume that if all of the issues of Pep Comics were scanned cover to cover, then by ordering the Pep Comics CD or the entire run DVD, you'll be able to check out the early adventures of Archie Andrews that appeared in Pep Comics as scanned in by Sean Clay at goldcomics.com. So again, if you're interested in reprint material about The Shield, who we focused on in the last podcast, then go over to goldcomics.com and you'll be able to download or order all of the issues in which The Shield had adventures in the Golden Age of comic books. Now, it's really not my intention to start a debate here, but I guess there is a lot of discussion that goes on about whether individuals who are interested in reading Golden Age reprints would rather pick up an archive edition or a Masterworks edition and read their Golden Age reprints that way, or if they would prefer getting that material on DVD or CD or in some other digital format that they can use on their computer. I've mentioned before when I talked about Mad Magazine that a number of years ago every issue of Mad was sold on CD, and those were available for a pretty good price, and you could load those CDs into your computer and check out all of the issues of Mad from the very beginning through, I can't remember the year now, but it was through the 90s at least that those reprints occurred. Also, of course, recently Marvel has put out on DVD the complete adventures of the Fantastic Four and the adventures of Spider-Man on a set of CDs and perhaps a DVD set as well. And I've talked about other sources where you can go to purchase or download Golden Age stories in digital format to read on your computer screen. So, again, not to start a debate, but I wonder how many of you out there would prefer to sit with a book in your hand and read it that way, or would prefer the convenience of being able to sit down at your computer and click on a couple of hyperlinks if there's an HTML-driven CD or DVD that you have, and check out the stories that way. I found over the years that as computer technology and resolutions have gotten better, it is easier to review, particularly on the big monitors, this material on a computer screen. But for me, there's something to be said for being able to sit down in the easy chair and enjoy the book and read the stories that way. So I hope each of you has your preference, and I hope you're reading Golden Age reprint materials. If you're not, shame on you, and you need to get out there and do that, because that's the only way you're going to be able to enjoy these wonderful old stories that we talk about on the Golden Age of comic books. But drop me a line and let me know what your preference is. Either go to the blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com and let me know what you think there, or drop me an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com. And tell me what you think. Would you prefer to read your comics in a book, or would you prefer to read them in a digital format on your computer screen? Now, I've read a lot about this, and I've not really ever seen folks do it, but I would assume that you could sit down and print your favorite stories from these DVDs or CDs or PDF files or zip files that you might be able to download. And I guess that's one way to do it. It seems like you'd use a lot of ink and a lot of paper, and it would be rather expensive to do that, but I guess that's one way to solve the problem. But anyway, let me know what you think, and I'll look forward to receiving those comments. All right, let's shift gears and talk about another Golden Age patriotic superhero. This one was called the Fighting Yank, and the Fighting Yank was introduced in the pages of Startling Comics in 1941. In fact, in Startling Comics number 10, that was a September 1941 issue, and it contained the origin and first appearance of the Fighting Yank. So who was the Fighting Yank, and where did he figure in the Golden Age of comic books? Well, the Fighting Yank was a gentleman named Bruce Carter III. So many of our Golden Age superheroes were juniors or the thirds or the fourths or whatever. But Bruce Carter III was a young man who had been named after his ancestor, Bruce Carter, who had been in the War for Independence back in the 18th century. And the way it all began for Bruce Carter III was his ancestor appeared as a ghost to him and led him to the location of a magic cloak. And the magic cloak, when put on by Bruce Carter III, gave him superpowers, gave him invulnerability and super strength. And he then fashioned a costume around his cloak, blue pants and shoes with square buckles and a tri-corner hat and a white shirt with an American flag on the chest and a mask, and he called himself the Fighting Yank. The Fighting Yank had all kinds of fun during the golden age of comics fighting crime with his invulnerability and his super strength, and he was originally created for the pages of Startling Comics by Richard Hughes, the writer, and John Bloomer, the artist. And they went on to pen and draw some of the early Fighting Yank stories, and then later on they were taken over by a number of different creators during the golden age of comic books. Bruce Carter III did not have a sidekick like so many of our golden age superheroes did, but he did have a girlfriend who was with him in many of his adventures, Joan Farwell. And Joan would accompany the Fighting Yank, Bruce Carter III, on many of his adventures, and sometimes would save him, and sometimes would be saved by him. Very standard plot that you would see in so many superhero stories during the golden age of comic books. But his stories and his adventures were pretty standard fare for golden age superheroes, particularly patriotic golden age superheroes. He had some mighty fine World War II adventures fighting Hitler and Hirohito and Mussolini during the war years on some of the covers, and was out there and became a very popular character for standard comics. Much of the later work done on Fighting Yank was done by the Jack Binder Shop. Of course, the Binder Shop was responsible for many of the other superheroes, not just the standard superheroes, many of the others during the golden age of comic books. Now, just where did the Fighting Yank make his appearances and so on and so forth? As I mentioned, he got his start in Startling Comics number 10 in September of 1941. That title actually got its start in June of 1940 and had featured on its first issues and its first covers the character known as Captain Future, who was a very popular character for Standard during the Golden Age. And Captain Future appeared on the first 9 covers of Startling Comics, and as I mentioned, the Fighting Yank came along in number 10 and appeared on the cover of that issue as well. Fighting Yank appeared on a number of Startling Comics covers. He appeared on issues 10 through 12, 15 through 17, 21 and 22, and then he alternated covers 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, and 42. And he alternated those covers with a Human Torch type character who was known as Pyro Man. And Pyro Man was on the other covers of Startling Comics during that time frame. Now, the Fighting Yank appeared until issue number 49. That was the January 1948 issue of Startling Comics. That's a very notable comic, in fact, because it contains on the cover one of the classic Alex Schomburg robot covers. I know that if you check out the cover of Startling Comics number 49, most of you will immediately recognize that cover. It's been reprinted on a number of occasions and is just a great example of classic Alex Schomburg Golden Age comic book cover work. And the Fighting Yank actually had his very last appearance in that issue of Startling Comics. Now, the Fighting Yank did not only appear in Startling Comics. In fact, he was fortunate enough and popular enough that he got his own title. And that was called Fighting Yank. And it debuted with issue number 1 in September of 1942 and continued on through issue number 29. That was the October 1949 issue. Fighting Yank didn't appear by himself on all of the covers of Fighting Yank comics and was joined by Joan Farwell and other superheroes who might have appeared with him in the pages of Startling Comics, Fighting Yank Comics, and, as I'll mention in a moment, America's Best Comics. But I wanted to say that if you are a fan of Schomburg's work, check out not only Startling Comics, but Fighting Yank Comics as well, because he did do some of those covers, and they're really fantastic. You can check them out at the Grand Comic Book Database website, comics.org, or you can get out the Gerber Photo Journal book, and all of those covers are reprinted there. Now, the Fighting Yank appeared in a third comic magazine during the Golden Age, and that was America's Best Comics. And his first appearance in that title was in number 9. That was the April 1944 issue, and he appeared all the way through number 25, the February 1948 issue. So his last appearance in the Golden Age of comics was in his own title. That was issue number 29 of Fighting Yank Comics in October of 1949. A pretty good long run for a Golden Age superhero. Now, on America's Best Comics covers, the Fighting Yank did not appear by himself. He appeared with many of the other popular standard superheroes of the time. He appeared with the Black Terror, Miss Mask, Captain Future, Pyro Man, and many others. The America's Best title was Standard's answer to DC's World's Finest Comics, another anthology series in which its most popular superheroes appeared. So what happened to the Fighting Yank, Bruce Carter III, after his last appearance in the Golden Age of comics in 1949? Well, he was gone for a very, very long time and was ultimately resurrected in the Tom Strong series of stories, and in particular, that series of Tom Strong stories that dealt with Terra Obscura, and he appeared in several of those stories in around 2000 to 2003, that time frame. And as I've read on some of the websites that I've looked at regarding the Fighting Yank, he was actually killed in one of these stories somewhere around 2000, as I said, to 2003. And his daughter, who was Fighting Yank too, her name was Carol Carter, was left to carry the mantle of that particular superhero. There have been other Fighting Yank characters. Marvel even had one, a very minor Marvel character, and others. AC Comics had a character known as the Fighting Yank, but these were not the same as the Golden Age Fighting Yank that appeared in the pages of Startling Fighting Yank and America's Best Comics. So Fighting Yank was a very typical superhero with a patriotic theme that appeared during the Golden Age of comics and had a very popular following in all of the comics that he appeared in. Now, if you want to read some of the reprints of Fighting Yank comics, where do you go? Well, I would be remiss, and I know that Justin will let me have it, if I don't mention some digital reprints of Fighting Yank comics that are online. And I have mentioned these before, and they can be found at electrocomics.com. That's electro-comics.com. And at that website, you'll find a number of reprints of Golden Age superhero stories, Standard, and many, many others. I mentioned this company, I believe, when I talked about Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, in one of our previous podcasts. And there you can find many of the original Fighting Yank stories as they appeared in his title, Startling, and America's Best Comics during the Golden Age. You can also find reprints of Fighting Yank comics at the AC Comics website, accomics.com. As I mentioned, they had their own version of the Fighting Yank, but they have also reprinted in several sources some of the Fighting Yank Golden Age stories that appeared during that time. So check out accomics.com and electrocomics.com if you're interested in reading more of the Golden Age Fighting Yank stories. Fighting Yank was, as I mentioned, an enduring patriotic character, very similar to other patriotic superheroes and other superheroes generally of the Golden Age. I think that you'll enjoy looking at some of the Fighting Yank covers if you want to check those out. There's some classic, as I mentioned, Schomburg covers. There are also some really great propaganda-style World War II covers where he's fighting Hitler and Hirohito and Mussolini, as I mentioned, and all kinds of other adventure covers, some good girl art thrown in there for good measure in the later titles that he appeared in. And there's even an Infinity cover with the Fighting Yank on one of the America's Best issues. So check out those covers at comics.org or in the Gerber Photo Journal, and I think you'll find them very enjoyable to review as good examples of Golden Age superhero covers and adventure cover art. All right, well, before I close the show for the 39th installment of the Golden Age of comic books, I wanted to mention a comic book show coming up this weekend on April 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. As most of you have probably figured out from listening to previous installments of the Golden Age of Comic Books, I live in the Atlanta, Georgia area and try to get to as many of the conventions in the Southeast United States as I can. Of course, I'm a big fan of the Charlotte Heroes Show that takes place towards the end of June every summer. I'll be there again this year. But one of my favorite shows is a one-day show that takes place in Atlanta quarterly, and their springtime show will be coming up this weekend on Sunday the 23rd in Atlanta, and it's called the Atlanta Comic Book Convention. I go to just about all of these. I missed the last one, unfortunately, but I think I'd been to almost all of them for the last few years before that. I'm a big fan of this show. It takes place at a hotel there in Atlanta right off I-85. And if you're in the area of Atlanta, Georgia, and you want to see a really nice show and see some good Golden Age books and Silver Age books and Modern Age books, lots of good dollar boxes, etc., check out the Atlanta Comic Book Convention. You can check out their website and find out more about the show by going to AtlantaComicConvention.com. In fact, they even have a link at AtlantaComicConvention.com where you can click the link and get a dollar off admission to the show. The show hours are from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, April 23rd at the Marriott Century Center Hotel off of I-85 in Atlanta. So check that show out. As I said, I'll be there. I always hang out with my good friend and one of the best comic book dealers I've ever dealt with, Earl Shaw. Earl always has tons of great books, old and new, lots of good dollar books and other esoteric stuff. He has a knack of finding that kind of stuff. So check out Earl's table at the Atlanta Comic Book Show, and I bet you'll find some great stuff. So that's going to do it for the 39th installment of the Golden Age of Comic Books for April 20th, 2006. Please don't forget to support the Grand Comic Book Database Project at comics.org. They are continuing on their path to indexing all of the comic books that were ever created from the very beginning till the present. Please also don't forget to support the Actor Comic Book Fund, actorcomicfund.org, another worthwhile endeavor to benefit the creators of comic books who are in need of assistance. Please don't forget to visit our blog page at goldenagecomics.libsyn.com. I appreciate all of the comments that come in. Not a lot lately, although I have been a little bit remiss in not doing the show on a weekly basis as I started out doing, but once again, I've been extremely busy with work and other things, and I just haven't had a chance to get to it on a weekly basis. But please visit the blog page and let me know how you're doing, and let me know what you're thinking about our topics and Golden Age comic books generally. If you prefer, you can send me an email at goldenagecomics@gmail.com, and I would love to read your comments from your emails. Also, last but not least, don't forget about placing a vote for the Golden Age of Comic Books at Podcast Alley. Run on over to podcastalley.com, do a search for Golden Age, click on the link to vote, and they'll send you an email. You click on the link in the email, and your vote will be cast. We appreciate the votes we've received. It shows the support that we have from all of you who listen to the Golden Age of Comic Books. It means a lot to us, and we certainly would like to see those votes increase throughout the rest of the month of April. Don't forget about Free Comic Book Day coming up on May 6th at your local comic book store. I know the local comic book store here in my hometown, the Fantasy Factory, they always have a good turnout for Free Comic Book Day. Everybody turns out to get the free comics that are given away. I don't think any free Golden Age comic books get given away, but I always check out the free books, always grab a handful. It's great to get some free comics to read, and I bet it brings some folks into the hobby that might not otherwise get involved in reading and collecting comic books. So, thanks again for joining us, everybody, this week, and I hope everybody has a wonderful week. Go over to goldcomics.com and congratulate Sean Clay on his completion of all 219 superhero MLJ titles between 1939 and 1947. I know he'll appreciate it, and I bet you'll find some great books to read over there for a great price. So, have a great week, everybody, and I look forward to talking to each and every one of you next time about Golden Age comic books.